Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Linda Morris is in the house. And for those of you who are live, you're going, finally, let's get this party started. Linda, I've asked you already via text this morning to focus on three areas. And I'm going to let people know. So if you're under a time restraint, you're going to know what these three areas are. Linda's story is number one. Number two, which is a topic that's very, very dear to my heart, is how do we use the Neken Kenzen Vital Balance, the KVB, a.k.a. meal replacement drink, which it's not, okay, it's a brain formula, that's how it was originally introduced. How do we use that in the water and then other nutritionals or even other products to maximize the benefits of it? And then three, the third thing we're going to finish with is based on the leadership event that's still going on. I thought it was just a two-day event, but it's a three-day event. Where are we going? I know what the next year looks like. We have a calendar to work off of, but you know, the Neken 2025 vision, where is this thing going? So Linda, TWA flight attendant, correct?
Yeah. Wow. You didn't call me a stewardess. Perfect. Thank you.
No, because our airline of choice was TWA. We could get to Orlando, Florida. Our girls have been to Disney World more than they've been to Disneyland. And that's like, you can't go any further across the country.
Yeah.
No, it's much, much better. It's ginormous and it's in two different counties and it's like 28,000 square miles or whatever it is. Anyways, I'm pretty sure we flew on a flight with you serving us, back in the day, because we could fly Portland to Orlando for $198 total, including tax. Yeah.
Through St. Louis,
do that.
Of course. Yeah.
Through St. Louis, yep. Our oldest daughter, who just turned 22, she crawled for the first time on the floor in St. Louis.
That's my second home, that airport.
So you got introduced to Neken on a plane. Tell us about that.
You know, I did. Wow, you remember that. I was on a flight, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and I was the flight service manager, so I was actually in charge of the crew in the cabin, and I was working a flight, and this guy had the Mag Boy, which is now the Mag Duo, on, and he was playing with it, and I am a gadget queen, so I paid attention where he was, and after I was done with that service, I went back and said, okay, what is this? What do you got? And he told me about it. He's like, well, if you roll this on your head, your neck, and your shoulders, or any part of your body that has discomfort, it's going to help relax that area. And I'm like, really? Because I, at the time, had been somebody that had 22 years of chronic agony in my head, my neck, and my shoulders. And that day specifically was a 12-hour flight day. And it was in December. I remember that now, too. And it's like, you know, when you're on your feet that much, you know, I didn't have foot problems, but they get tired. And add into that, I commuted from St. Petersburg, Florida to St. Louis to go to work. So I had a bit of a commute on a plane also.
I love that term, commute. My daily commute is 7 miles total, or 7 minutes. It's 3.8 miles to meet up with my brother so we can go play for the day. And that's what we do. But And I get it. But that's a pretty healthy
commute. It was a 2-hour and 20-minute flight, plus 30 minutes to get to Tampa. Plus, you had to leave a backup flight because it could be full or it could cancel or there could be fog or something else could go wrong. So I often left like 8 hours before I had to be there and then worked a 12-hour day. It was a little crazy.
And I know you won't take this the wrong way, but some people think that, oh, come on, a flight attendant is just a glorified, you know, server. You know, waitress or waiter.
And trash collector.
That's really,
we are.
Yeah, trash collector.
Yeah.
But there's way more to it, and the stress is huge.
The only purpose flight attendants are on board aircraft is for your safety. That's what's number one. That's drilled into our heads, and we can do it in our sleep. We go to Rambo training every year. We have CPR every year. We're not certified. That way we can't be held liable. Of course, I did work with TWA. That was blown up, hijacked, you know, all those things. So we were very aware, and I remember times in St. Louis after a bombing in Greece that, you know, captains like, I want every seat cushion pulled up on this aircraft, and they have, you know, they had bomb dogs and they came on and sniffed, but I want every seat cushion pulled up on this plane before anybody gets on board. You know, back then it's like they trained you, if you lift a seat that might have a timing bomb device, it's going to blow up in your face. So it's kind of like, ah.
Yeah, that's kind of an occupational hazard that you don't really talk about. So you're stressed. You got agony in your body.
I mean, I wasn't really stressed. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Right,
always
but I mean, it's part of the part for the course.
Yeah, it's just normal. So I went to the stunt, like, what is this? So he's rolling on my head, my neck, and my shoulders, and like, I don't see anything here. I don't really believe this is going to do anything. And then another guy that was sitting by him, really tall guy, I now know who that was, and he pulled out a pair of the insoles. And he said, if you put these in your shoes, your feet and your legs won't get tired. That got my attention, like, oh, do you have a pair of those for sale? No, we just signed up. We don't really know. I don't have anything extra. But if you call me, or I can call you, then we can order you a pair. I'm like, okay. So they gave me their phone number. I didn't give out my phone number on airplanes.
For good reason.
So I actually remember calling. And there was a voicemail, and I didn't leave a message. Like, well, whatever. Well, I actually ran into NECAN 3 times in 1 month. And by the third time, I felt like, okay, you've been praying for a solution. God's giving you one. You just have to accept it. It felt like, you know, I was being tapped on my head by God, like, hello? You want a solution? I'm giving it you. You just have to take the first step and say, yeah, I want that. And that was with an acupuncturist here in St. Petersburg, because that was like the last therapy I hadn't tried for my agony. And like, well, the magnetics are like acupuncture without the needles. And that made sense to me. I'm like, oh, so you can do it at home. So the first thing that I bought, actually my former husband bought for me, was the MagBoy for Christmas that year. So see, it did all happen in 1 month. And so I had it for 2 weeks, and I used it like 5 minutes of the day. And, you know, honestly, I felt nothing. I'm like, you know, it's just another of my many, many gadgets I've wasted money on. And then I was having a bad day. It's like, you know, those days where it feels like your head's going to explode, you're sensitive to light, you're nauseous. Every time you bend over, it feels like your head's going to explode. And I hated leaving on a 5-day work trip feeling that bad. It's just not fun. And so I called her to see, because acupuncture would break the cycle for me, but it wouldn't last. The next day I'd start hurting again, but it wouldn't be as much, you know, it'd build up, it'd be a slow build back up. So she said, okay, Linda, I can work you in, but on the drive here, take that magnet and roll it everywhere you can reach, and do not stop rolling it until you get in my office. I'm like, okay. So I'm driving down the interstate, trying to prove her wrong, actually. And I was rolling everywhere I could reach, my forehead, side of my head, back of my head, my neck, my shoulders. And by the time I got to her office, my head felt euphoric. It was like the first time I had experienced that high in life feeling. I'm like, oh. I went into her office like, what is this and what else do you have? And that's where it began. So, you know, it's like I had to hear it 3 times. I had to use it unsuccessfully for 2 weeks. I didn't listen. You have to use it more than 5 minutes for it to work. And
sort of like sleeping or drinking water, you know, oh, water, that's the solution. You mean I can overcome my dehydratedness by drinking water? Oh, okay, so just one glass. That'll do it for the week.
Yeah.
Not so much. No.
And I actually said, and then I met Barbara Bertuzzi, and she told me about the sleep system, and that's where I started, really. Sleep system, insoles, and then magnets for my neck and shoulders, and actually for my former husband, his low back, the back flex, back wrap, insoles, is where we started. In fact, I came home from that meeting that night, and Johnny said, tell me you didn't buy anything. I said, oh, no, I bought a king-size sleep system. You know, I got everything because Barbara gave me hope. She had had success, and she's like, well, wouldn't you, you know, like to prevent it? I'm like, yeah. I would love to prevent it. well, this is what you need. Okay. I mean, it's a little scary sometimes spending money that you don't know if it's going to work, because I'd spent thousands of dollars that hadn't worked. And it's, you know, it's kind of a little scary sometimes to do that. But luckily, she stuck with me and she coached me through it, because I felt worse the first three nights. And I threw the pillow actually on the first night. It's like, Linda, your problem's in your head and your neck. You got to be on the pillow, which made sense. And she's like, what's another 7 to 10 days of agony after 22 years? Another good point. So she was very relatable.
And there's a question that pops in my mind. How many years ago was this?
24, almost 25 years ago.
24, okay. And the reason I ask that question is because, and it's still working, right? You're still getting relief, and okay? And you're no longer.
I don't have the patience for that agony anymore. Yeah. No, uh-uh. Yeah. Grateful, I'm not doing that anymore.
And that, I think what a lot of us experience is just common sense and a little bit of hesitation or skepticism, we can call it whatever, but you're thinking, after all those gadgets, could this really be the solution I just was missing? And it's not just one solution either. Nikan doesn't have a magic pill. We all know that. It's multiple different things. And I just sent our mutual friend, Herb Rapp, a note this morning, and I said, hey, can you please send me 10 copies of your book, because he addresses that, you know, the magnetic deficiency syndrome. And I've got a couple hard cases, they're not nuts, but they just don't think it could be this simple. And I'm thinking, I need another resource,
you know,
because they're not
really
listening
good
to
idea.
Me.
Yeah, he has a lot of great stuff in his book.
Yeah, it's a simple resource, his book, Fit to Win, and I like the way he's written. It's short chapters, so people like me who are not readers. I mean, and I even pressed my nephew the other day when Herb called me, and I said, oh, man, that guy, I said, you know who Clint Eastwood is, right? And he goes, well, duh. I said, he's played tennis with Clint Eastwood. He goes, oh, wow. And so it's kind of like brownie points. My nephew thinks a little bit more highly of me, and I'm trying to impress him, but my point simply is this. Someone like you, who spent your life at 30, 35,000 feet elevation, you're not getting a whole lot of the magnetic field of the Earth.
Yeah,
so
I did. I think it was 10 million miles in the air.
Wow. So I the other takeaway is that, hey, when we're on a flight, don't try and beat up the flight attendants. But if they show interest, just slip them your card and say, hey, look, I'm sure you get hit up all the time by people that got great solutions. But this company's been around since 1975. They've helped millions of people, still unheard of by a lot of folks.
And I have a friend that was a flight attendant for 15 years, and she was very skeptical, and she had discomfort in her feet, her head, her neck, her wrists. And
there you go.
Yeah, this was a solution.
There you go. So let's switch gears entirely, because I wanted to capture that up front. And you have been an advocate. And I will say, I remember a phone call you and I were having. I was driving through Texas. I was in the front seat with Liz Coker driving. My dad was in the back seat, which is kind of odd, because he usually writes up front. But I'd called you because I had a question about the KVB, Nikan's Kenzen Vital Balance, which, again, I want to stress, it was not formulated as a meal replacement, as a diet drink. Yeah, that's the byproduct. But it was formulated to help combat Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss, just that frustrating think that I what's that word again?
Foggy thinking.
You name it. And I love the fact that when it was introduced so many years ago and it's been revamped, I think we're on our fourth or fifth version, I forget. It just constantly are, you know, making it better and better ingredients, and, you know, monk fruit, 200 times sweeter than sugar. It's like, that's just one ingredient. But my point is this, it's been life-changing for our family. Sorry. And when the last formula was introduced and I saw the iron levels, and I knew when we brought our daughter home from Ethiopia 10 years ago on Thanksgiving Day. She suffered from iron poor blood, sickle cell anemia, all these other things that the doctor said. Look
at sickle cell anemia too?
Well, borderline, and I don't want to make medical claims, but when I saw...
Okay, but yeah, you have to talk to me after. I have, so I have more information.
I know.
Yeah.
See, this is why I want you to share about this. But when I saw the iron levels, knowing that people who are of African descent, and she's Ethiopian, and her iron levels were really, really super low, and she doesn't like eating meat, period. So, okay, we got to find a solution. I can
work on my liver. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't like liver and onions. But I can whip up a Nikan Kenzen Vital Balance Shake, and I can hide so many other things in it that she doesn't like, that she won't touch, and she just chugs it down.
Well,
and
it's amazing
how
Nikan made it taste so good. You know, it really is.
Yeah. So why is that one product, as we go into the holidays, and it doesn't matter what time of year, I've met very few people in my life that say, oh, yeah, I weight's not an issue for me. COVID-19, I heard a gentleman say this. He said, COVID-19, my butt, COVID-40. Okay, he says, I put on 40 pounds this year alone because I can't get to the gym because I can't. And I'm going, dude, we really need to talk because I ain't put on nothing. I weigh less than I weighed in high school. I just
go off.
I know. So Linda, what can people do? Water is key. We know that. I mean, the Pymag waterfall, the bottle is key. But what? Share some of the things that you've discovered with the vital balance.
Well, I mean,
and the
KVB,
you know,
like this morning. That's its nickname, KVB. I actually made sure I drank one before the call, so I would have clear thinking and my wittiness would be able to keep up with yours.
Thank you.
But it has 30% is medium chain triglycerides, which is direct brain and heart food. That's awesome. I mean, it tastes great. This newest formula is even thicker. So I have to put over 2 cups of either unsweetened coconut milk or actually now that it's so thick, I do 1 cup of unsweetened coconut milk and 1 cup of cold water because I do prefer a little cooler tasting. I don't like ice, but it's just amazing. And it's a perfect meal replacement. It really is. And that's important because sometimes – like, I live in Florida. Sometimes we have tropical storms and hurricanes and things that happen where you might lose your electricity or you might lose your, you know, water supply. In fact, it just happened to me last month. I lost my electricity. But I had my KVB, and I did go to the store and buy ice and put it in the refrigerator and the freezer so it would stay cold. And I just made it with I had to use the blender cup that Nikan has. And it was a little lumpy, but it was food. Could have used a whisk, I guess. But it's a perfect meal. It has all your vitamins, your nutrients. It has your greens. I mean, it'd be like a whole bushel full of greens. And, you know, Nikan is just how they extract everything and they keep it alive so it's not killed in processing or it's not killed in the heat of the shipping. So, you know, Nikan has done a really great job because Nikan people are so picky to bring us really great, amazing organic ingredients that we can be proud of. There's nothing in there that we're, oh, no, that's not good for you. It's not like that. It's 20 grams of protein. So it's just a complete and perfect meal. And my mom, she's 84 now, lives on her own in Iowa. She's a real pioneer woman. She chops her own wood and everything. A lot of times in the evening, she's like, I just don't feel like cooking. And actually, we're not really supposed to have our heaviest meal of the day at night. It's supposed to be at noon. And so she just does a KVB shake at night. If you don't like cooking or you don't feel like it, that's a healthy meal replacement. In fact, I do keep 2 scoops of KVB in the blender cup in my car. So I always travel with a couple big bottles of Neken water, and I can always, wherever I am, I can just pour that in, and I have a good healthy meal, not some unhealthy thing that you might pick up in a hurry. But my mom called me one time, my aunt's, she was dying of Alzheimer's, actually, and I offered them a body energizer. Because somebody else in Iowa had great results with putting their head on that body energizer for 20 minutes a day and reversed their problem with their memory. They didn't want to do that. So, unfortunately, they were paying $10,000 a month for her care in this facility.
Ouch,
and
ouch, ouch, ouch.
I mean, what, the body energy, $500 or $10,000 a month for a couple of years. So mom was there and they for lunch, and they were helping my aunt eat lunch. There was another woman sitting at the table by herself, and mom said she did not take a bite on her own. Nobody came and gave her a bite. So they set down her food. It sat there for 30 minutes, didn't have a single bite. They took it away without her having a single bite. And my mom called me on the way home. She's like, that's why your grandpa died of dementia. He died of malnutrition, not dementia, because they don't feed them. She's like, if he just had a shake that takes, what, 2 or 3 minutes to drink, that nourishment would have gotten in the body. So it doesn't matter what age. I mean, kids. I mean, I have a friend that she's given it to her granddaughter. It's baby formula. It's like the ingredients in this are a lot better than that baby formula. So a lot of people get creative, and it's that nourishment that we're looking for. So I call it a perfect food. Yeah, you can use it for weight loss, but you can also just use it for nutrition. It's brilliant.
And Linda, while you've been sharing this, I thought, you know, what's the latest price on it? What, you know, for a customer, what's it going to cost them? You know, what's the bottom line, you know, when it comes to food? Because food, eating real food, it, you know, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Publix, Tom, I don't know what grocery stores are nearby, you know, everybody. But real food, you know, shopping the outside parameter of the grocery store. If it comes in a box, mm-hmm. in a bag, in a can, it's really not
for
real
a meal.
Food. It's been heavily processed. Yeah, for a meal. And, you know, when you break it down, that's what I want to know. What's it going to cost me?
It's between $3 and $4 a meal.
Yeah, at full retail. And then when you get a wellness
subscription. Yeah, well, I'm saying that because the prices are going up 10%-ish in January.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying between $3 and $4.
Yeah. And you just being
for
safe,
organic.
You know, when you – yeah, again, organic. That's the key. 100% organic. The other thought popped into my mind is that the way that our family utilizes it, I've got all three of my daughters addicted to organic PB Fit, peanut butter powder. If you're allergic to peanuts, sorry. But I love it. It doesn't have all the oil. It doesn't have all the fat in it. And it's an easy way to, you know, up the protein if you like that, but it makes it even thicker. So we only use one rounded scoop. Okay, this is our preference because we had a lot of people in a short amount of time with this newest formulation say, it's so thick. Why is it so thick? So I did my own little scientific,
add more fluid.
Yeah, add more fluid or less powder or whatever. And so I did my own Bill Nye, the science guy, experiment one morning and went really crazy. But like 2 days ago, I mentioned our 10-year-old. I said, hey, Addie, I'm making a shake for breakfast. Do you want one? And she said, yeah. And I said, so is chocolate okay? Now, other than, and I know, Linda, you're going to get upset at me and say, what on earth are you thinking? I started with chocolate oat milk. Okay, it's made from oats. So it's a little high on the carbohydrates. Okay, but I started with that, half water. That was my liquid. And then 2 scoops of the KVB, 2 scoops of peanut butter powder, 2 scoops of the vegan drink for kids of all ages.
Oh,
that's what I call it. Okay. So
mm-hmm.
extra chocolate there. I snuck in some chia seeds, which she hates.
Fiber.
After whispered.
Very
yeah.
important.
Huge. And then I dumped in some flaxseed, ground flaxseed. You know, just,
mm-hmm.
just
more
I
fiber.
I don't need to. But, and then what else did I add? Half of a frozen banana, which I know you're not supposed to add a bunch of fruit. And then I had a whole package of organic raspberries that were going bad.
Oh, more fiber.
You know, so I thought, yeah, exactly. So I tossed some of those
well,
in.
Well, I mean, yeah, people are so short on fiber these days. We all need about at least 30 grams of fiber, too. So
yeah.
I'm now looking at, fiber.
So my point is, as I was dumping all these ingredients in, I'm going, okay, what's the protein to carb ratio? And I don't count calories. I don't care about the calories. But what I know is on that particular day, I think it was like 1:30, 2 o'clock, I looked at my brother and said, hey, should we take a lunch break? He goes, well, yeah, now would be good. Because he does the same thing in the morning, and we just forget that it's been, you know, 5-6 hours since we had a shake, because when it's real ingredients, and you know, that's the key. And so if it works for a 10-year-old and it works for a 52-year-old, I called that shake, that little creation, my double chocolate death. You know, but it's not death, it's double chocolate life, because
life.
Most people say, oh, that, you know, that's too much chocolate. No, it's not.
Well, you don't do it every day, you know?
No.
Every day.
I mean, yesterday I went a totally different direction with, you know, the holiday, the pumpkin and the spices, starting with, yeah, well, anyways, I'm not going to go into it. But I love getting
things. And back to the cognitive function, like my good friend Barbara Bertuzzi, actually, she was my sponsor for, you know, really. She, after her mom died, it was so traumatic how it happened. She was an Amber Alert that it just kind of shook up her brain, so it kind of messed with her memory. And she actually told me later that she, like, when we were having a conversation, she was writing notes down on the conversation, because sometimes in the same conversation, she'd ask me the same question. I'm like, I already said that, because I didn't understand what was going on, and that's what was going on. It was, I think it's like a depression symptom, essentially. So after she got on, you know, having the KVB every day, it was like within the fourth day, she said, that she kind of felt things reconnecting in her brain, and that fog lifted. And we were doing a KVB presentation one night, and she explained that. I'm like, wait, is that what happened? I wondered, because I noticed that she wasn't doing that anymore. But it was 4 days after the KVB, like her brain reconnected, whatever was out of whack, and she came back. I'm like, oh, yay, KVB. And then on the same note, we have another gentleman, Charlie. Everybody knows Charlie. And, well, he was Winnipeg. Now he's in outside, Quebec. He'd had a stroke. He hit his head, and he ended up having a stroke a couple days later. So the KVB came out 4 years later, and he started taking it. And it was like within the first week that he noticed that his memory and some of his functions really started coming back. So, wow, bonus effects.
You know, I keep hearing in my brain what Dave Balzer said when we introduced the first variation of it, again, years ago, 3 to 5 days, we can reset the cognitive function, the brain cycles, when we make a decision to start the day. The key is starting the day, breaking fast. And I did, Linda, when you and I spoke on that when I was on that car ride down in Texas, I did some research, but I just started thinking about it. What do other cultures eat for breakfast? People, I mean, we're talking first world nations or developed countries where they really have got to be in their A game. You know, for a lot of it. Look, Europe, Asia, I'm talking, again, developed countries, all right? So please hear me out when I say this. Countries like Japan, countries like Europe, all your European countries, what do they typically eat? You look at what they're eating, and most of them have what I call easily digestible protein, some source. Middle East, even, the ancient grains, high protein sources that the body can process and get into, you know, as you said, the fiber and all these other things. And it's, when Dave Balzer said that years ago, I thought, that makes perfect sense. Why would you want to start with a bowl of Wheaties you know, the breakfast of champions. No. What a stupid way to start the day. Or donut and coffee. I mean, hot acid and grease and processed.
And more acid. Yeah.
Yeah. More acid. And you boost the inflammation, you know, I mean, and I know it's not just one thing. That's why the water is key. Staying hydrated,
yeah.
Hydrated.
Your body's
hydrated.
75% water. If you're drinking the right water, you only have to worry about 25% of your health, which is much more doable.
Linda, I know when I've had you as a guest before, and Barbara the same way. You ladies collaborate, and is it on Fridays that you do a kind of an educational talk?
Oh, I have Brainstorm Friday. Yeah, Barbara covers one of my calls a month on Friday, and it's educational. The first 20 to 30 minutes. And I have a YouTube channel. It's Linda Morris. And so some of them, if I've been politically correct, I upload to YouTube. And then the second half is Brainstorm Friday. And that's where we brainstorm whatever anybody needs. Like, we just had somebody on yesterday that had actually fallen after a surgery and injured himself worse than the surgery. So we're like, okay, do this. Are you sleeping in the cocoon? Are you using duct tape? Are you, you know, things that you can do to help yourself. And I do that. It's very early your time. Oh, you should be a guest 1 week for me though. Let's see.
I would be honored. If people knew, I had a gal ask me the other night, and I'll give you the short version, Elaine Brewster in Utah. She said, Vance, how do you do what you do? Because the I Can Attitude group, and we're going to talk about that next year in a couple minutes, but they know how many different things I'm involved with, you know, how many businesses. Nikan is one, and then my brother and I have a third generation sheet metal business that I love it. I get so excited getting on people's roofs, and sometimes we have to strap in and safe. Yesterday we were not being very safe, but a foot and a half to 2 foot of leaves, you know, it's going to cushion the fall, right? But we're still very, very safe. Okay. And you get a 52-year-old and a 54-year-old brothers up on a roof, and the maintenance guy at this campus just standing there on the ground shaking his head going, what on earth did we hire? What, you know? Because we're just cracking up the whole time. Ooh, hey, we could do this. And then I slide down, and I get back up. And anyway, my point is this, that when you find something that you enjoy doing, you want to figure out a way to stay tuned in to making sure you're listening to your body. And the only way to do it successfully is we got, number one, we got to eat, you got to sleep, you got all the basic necessities of life. But your YouTube channel, again, I want to make sure people know, you go on YouTube and you type in Linda Morris, LindaMorris.
Yep.
And it'll pop up.
And you should be able to recognize me. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then you can put a face with the voice. We're talking really attractive. You know, just think TWA flight attendant. I mean, just striking. So, but take advantage.
Oh, and I do have a website, vitalenergytips.com. And I do have like an eating plan on there. I do have recipes also under curb cravings. You have to keep things really short in some of those different areas. So curb cravings,
vital,
and then recipes.
Again, vital energy tips, T-I-P-S,
tips.
Vital energy tips. That's the website. And again, if you've never taken advantage of this, folks, it's so simple. You'll see that, oh my goodness, how did I miss this? But I've grown up with this. I got a mom who's a nutritionist, you know, self-taught. So it's like, man, I was her guinea pig, and she made us eat things growing up that people are like, man, your mom should have been turned in for child abuse. Yeah, probably. But it's okay. We've lived to tell.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.